Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer is accusing President Trump of inciting domestic terrorism. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, Whitmer made the statement today in response to Trump's campaign rhetoric in her state yesterday.
At a rally in Michigan, President Trump criticized Whitmer's efforts to contain the coronavirus, drawing shouts of "lock her up" from the crowd. Trump also made light of a militia group's plot to kidnap the Democratic governor that the FBI says it disrupted earlier this month. Whitmer responded on NBC's Meet the Press.
The president is at it again and inspiring and inciting this kind of domestic terrorism. It is wrong. It's got to end.
Whitmer said the president's rhetoric is dangerous for public servants who are trying to protect their constituents. Trump's daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, disagrees. She told CNN the president was just, quote, having fun at a rally. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden criticized President Trump for not condemning white supremacist groups and accused Trump of dividing the nation. Biden, campaigning in North Carolina today, told a group of African-American faith leaders that unifying the country is important.
Four more years of Donald Trump will fundamentally change the nature of this country for several generations.
Meanwhile, President Trump made a rare appearance at a church in Las Vegas this morning.
I want to just say this is a great honor, and you are something special, very special.
He holds a rally in the state later tonight. Both men meet for a debate this week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's giving the White House a 48-hour deadline to agree on a coronavirus relief package before the presidential election. And she says it has to include language on testing provisions that affect minority populations.
They took out 55% of the language that we had there for testing and tracing. And the tracing part is so important because communities of color have been disproportionately affected by this.
Speaking there on ABC's This Week, a decade-long U.N. arms embargo on Iran expired today. NPR's Peter Kenyon has more.
Iran's parliament speaker calls the end of the embargo a great failure for the U.S. government and a great victory for Iran. His remarks to Iranian lawmakers were reported by the state news agency. The expiration clears the way for Tehran to buy tanks, warplanes, and other weapons. Russia has already signaled its willingness to sell to Iran. Russia's foreign ministry says Moscow will take a look at military technical cooperation with Iran, calling Tehran a reliable partner for Russia. Iran's ability to pay for new weapons may be an open question, however. The country remains under punitive American sanctions, reimposed by the White House in 2018 after President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the 2015 nuclear agreement with Iran. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
U.S. futures contracts are trading higher this evening. You're listening to NPR News. Israel and Bahrain today agreed to establish formal diplomatic relations, making the small Gulf country the fourth Arab state to normalize ties with Israel. The agreement capped a one-day visit by a high-level delegation of American and Israeli officials to Bahrain. Representatives of that country joined the United Arab Emirates at a White House ceremony last month, marking the so-called Abraham Accords, a pair of U.S. brokered pacts with Israel. In Australia, the people of Victoria, the epicenter of the country's second coronavirus wave, are getting some relief today. As Rachel Bongiorno reports, restrictions are beginning to ease after 100 days of strict lockdown.
The 5 million residents of Melbourne, the state's capital, have endured one of the world's longest pandemic-related lockdowns and the strictest in the country. Residents are no longer restricted in the number of hours they spend outside their home. The distance they can travel will increase to 15 miles, and stores and restaurants are expected to reopen for full operation by November 1st. In a state that almost stamped out the virus in early June, only to endure a spike a month later, the Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says he's not doing what is popular, but what is safe.
There is a lot at stake, and if we do too much too fast, then we'll be where none of us ever want to be again.
On Sunday, Victoria recorded just two new cases of COVID-19. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Bongiorno in Melbourne.
Crude oil prices are trading higher in overnight Asian trading at $40.95 a barrel. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.